Sikha number Kuf Mem Aleph, 141. Okay, so this is referring to a teaching in Likutei Moharan, the second part of Likutei Moharan, chapter number 92, where Rabbi Nachman reveals the secret of Tikkun HaKlali. Tikkun HaKlali are the 10 chapters of Tehillim, which Rabbi Nachman put together to say as a rectification for many sins, especially a very strong sin. And he calls it the Tikkun HaKlali, the general remedy for all sins. Very, very powerful thing to say. A lot of Brassel Chassidim say it every single day after Shachris. So here he's going to say, Simon Tzadik based the Putei Tinyana, Tikkun Mikri Laila Rachman Latzlan, Lemar Sarah Kapitol Tehillim Kamvor V'Simon Reish Hei, Chule. So if someone sinned unintentionally with Mikri Laila, so it says over there that when someone says together these 10 Psalms of Tehillim, he explains how it works. We're not going to get into it now because we don't have time, but he explains how the 10 chapters of Tehillim parallel the 10 kinds of song, which cancels out the power of the evil side and fixes whatever was damaged based on the sin. Okay, Johnny, it's okay. We just began right now. We came just in time. So over there in the Likutei Moharan, he reveals this secret of Tikkun HaKlali, of saying the 10 Psalms in order to rectify the sin. And here he says, Veda, and you should know, She'elo ha'im asar kapitol tehillim, zmar tehillim, v'chulei. And over there, he reveals which 10 Psalms is this rectification. Because if you learn the Likutei Moharan, you'll see that in the first part of the Likutei Moharan, in teaching number 205, where Rabbi Nachman first revealed the secret of Tikkun HaKlali, he didn't say actually which 10 Psalms, which 10 Mizmorim of Tehillim will do this rectification. He just said 10 Mizmorim. 10 chapters of Tehillim. Only later on, which we'll see, it was a couple years later that he revealed the teaching in the second part of the Likutei Moharan, teaching number 92, where here he actually says which ones they are. He lists which chapter in Tehillim to say, which 10 chapters. Okay? So he's going to explain how this works over here. Da'achi, you should know, my friend, my brother. The first time when he revealed the secret of Tikkun HaKlali, he began with the teaching that begins Tikkun HaMikra Laila, Kanuta Sefer Rishon, Simon Reish Hei. Like we just said, this is printed in the first part of Likutei Moharan, chapter number 205. Rav Nosson is writing over here, Rav Nosson's Yahrzeit is today. This whole book, Sichot Aran, was written by Rabbi Nosson. It happens to be that all the Torah, all the teachings of Rabbi Nachman, written by his number one student, Rabbi Nosson. And he himself testified, Rabbi Nachman himself testified that without Rabbi Nosson, not one page would be left of my teachings. So it's his Yahrzeit today. And here he's talking and saying that when Rabbi Nachman revealed this teaching, I wasn't around. I wasn't there to witness it at that time. So some of the teachings that Rabbi Nosson recorded in the Likutei Moharan were teachings that he didn't hear himself directly from Rabbi Nachman, but he heard it from other students of Rabbi Nachman. Usually he then went over to Rabbi Nachman and verified and went over it with him to fix it and before it's ready for printing, for publication. So this is one of the teachings that he didn't hear with his own ears the first time it was said. However, he says, Hashem merited me that I came to him close by to the time that this teaching was revealed. Secretly, and someone there said over this teaching in his name, in the name of Rabbi Nachman. according to what he heard from his holy mouth. So at the same time, around the same time, when I heard from someone else in his name, this teaching, Hashem worked it out that I had an opportunity to speak to him about it, to speak to Rabbi Nachman about it. So like I said, before he wrote it out in the Kutim Aran, in chapter 205 of the first part, he heard it from Rabbi Nachman in short, and then he wrote it as he heard it himself. At that time, when he revealed this teaching, he did not reveal which chapters of Tehillim to say. He just said, general, that you should say 10 chapters of Tehillim in order to do this rectification. And I heard from his holy mouth, as at that time, I heard from him at that time that it really would have been necessary to reveal which specific 10 chapters should be said to bring about this rectification. However, really, any 10 chapters rectify this. Is a shame, because every 10 chapters of Tehillim, whichever one they are, kulam hem keneged asar minei negina, all of them are paralleling these 10 types of song that Rabbi Nachman explained in the Kutim Aran how it works. All of them bring about this rectification. So we see here, on the one hand, Rabbi Nachman said that it's necessary to reveal which 10 chapters they are. But the truth is, any 10 chapters are good enough. So if any 10 chapters are good enough, so why is it necessary to reveal which 10 chapters they are? So this is something that we don't have a direct, clear answer to. But it seems, and also it became more revealed in later generations when other 10 chapters were revealed as a rectification, not necessarily the 10 chapters that Rabbi Nachman revealed. Rabbi Nachman revealed it for a specific sin, a specific way of doing the sin, which is shogeg, which is unintentional. If someone had bad thoughts during the day, they can have unintentional sins at night. Those are the words of Rabbi Nachman. Later on, other tzaddikim following the ways of Rabbi Nachman put together additional, you can call it, prescriptions of the 10 chapters. So there is some benefit to having specific 10 chapters, but the truth is, Rabbi Nachman gave an opening to any 10 chapters can work. And this we see, he's going to explain here, that when Rabbi Nachman first revealed this amazing tikkun, this amazing rectification, he didn't reveal which 10 chapters to say, and only 4 years later, by chance, the 10 chapters were found written on a piece of paper by Rabbi Nassan, and eventually he got permission to reveal it to the world. When he revealed this teaching at first, he said that you should know the first thing a person needs to do is go to the mikveh. Once if a person sins, God forbid, the first thing they need to do is go to the mikveh. First, the person needs to immerse themselves in the mikveh. And afterwards, he revealed this tikkun, this rectification. Omar Asara Kapitol Tehillim, to say the 10 chapters of Tehillim. Kanal. Gam, pam achat amar, shetzvichim nizayim ma'od et pol ba'oto ayom shiyah adam bilti tahor. So, another time he said, that person needs to be very careful. Talking about a man, be very careful that on the same day he needs to go to the mikvah. Even if he's not able to immerse himself in the morning, the mikvah's closed or whatever it is, he can't get there. Nevertheless, you should make sure to go to the mikvah that day, even if it's towards evening. Person needs to be very, very careful to go to the mikvah specifically on that day. So you should see at the end of Sipur Maisers, there are some teachings of Rabbi Nachman, and over there he says that it's good for a person to go to mikveh immediately and not to delay going to the mikveh. First thing in the morning, you wake up, you go to the mikveh. After this first teaching, this first revelation, where Rabbi Nachman revealed generally the idea of Tikkun HaKlali and generally the idea of saying 10 chapters without specifying which ones. 4 years later, close to 4 years later, 4 years passed. What happened during those 4 years won't be enough for tens of thousands of papers of pages to write about what was going on during those 4 years. And he already had this disease that he later on died from. And he was very, very sick. He came back from Lemberg during the winter. He was lying in his bed and we were standing around him. And he started talking about these 10 chapters of Tehillim. Shem Tikkun and all about the Tikkun HaKlali. As Tivala lechtov al niyar pesukim shem rumas behem asar minei negina. Shem Tikkun and all. And then he told me to write down on a piece of paper the verses that's hinted in them, these 10 chapters, these 10 kinds of song, like he explains in Likutei Moran part 2, Chapter 92, where he goes through 10 kinds of song. He shows how they are hinted to in 10 verses. That's before even revealing which chapters to say, just psukim that are hinting to the 10 kinds of song. Yishavti lechtov. So I sat down to write. Mipiv yikre elai v'gileli apsukim. And he revealed to me these 10 psukim, these 10 verses. Not the 10 chapters, the 10 verses. Chetavtim ala sefer. Kashayim nitpasim. And I wrote them down in the book as they're printed in Likutei Moran part 2, chapter 92. And then he revealed his intention to say which chapters need to be said to bring about this tikkun. When we heard that he wanted to reveal these chapters, we were standing there silently waiting for him to reveal them. Lozachino, and we didn't merit at that time for this revelation. Right afterwards, we left and we didn't merit hearing which 10 chapters need to be said. Sometime after, I was by him for Shabbos, and Hashem merited me to be in his room, and I saw in his own handwriting, that he wrote on his own these 10 chapters that need to be said for the Tikkun HaKlali. It wasn't Derech Eretz for me to take his own personal writings Batsmi Blirishito without his permission. Rasiti le tafsav mochi balpe. I tried to remember it by heart in my mind. And I wasn't able to memorize it because I had so much fear of my Rebbe. Now you should know, Rabbi Nassim, you can see from all his teachings, all his writings, Kutei Halachot, Kutei Tefillot, you can see that he was really a genius. He had like a photographic memory. And here he's saying he wasn't able to remember just 10 chapters. So we can see how tremendous his fear was of his Rebbe. He said because of his fear of his Rebbe, he wasn't able to memorize what he saw. Pen yakpid. Kibati lachadua matzati ktav yado. Maybe there'd be some kind of a kpeda, some kind of a din against me that I came into his room and I found his handwriting and I looked at it without his permission. Mistakati boy, believe shuto. And I looked at it without his permission. Kiyamaisa azot. Haita b'shabat parashat shkalim. Shnat tof kuf ayin. לפרט קטן שזכרנו מברכה יצא מחדרו ונכנס לבית הגדול שלו בעת קריאת התורה ואז נכנסתי לחדרו ואיתי כתב ידו. This happened in Shabbos Parsha Shkalim in the year Tav Kuf Ayin 212 years ago when he went out from his room to hear Kriyat HaTorah in the big room and I went into his room and I saw what was written b'chakach, but I was too scared to take it and even too scared to memorize it. Even though I tried memorizing, I wasn't able to. Afterwards on Sunday when I went in to ask permission to leave, as is custom, you're not allowed to leave your Rebbe without first saying goodbye and asking permission. So after Shabbos on Sunday, I went in. And I spoke to him. And I asked him if he can reveal to me which 10 chapters make up the Tikkun HaKlali. Because I knew they're written by him. I saw the paper. And he didn't want to reveal it to me. It wasn't time yet. He said there'll be a different time for this revelation. And I left. I went home to Nemrov, where Rabbi Nassim lived, different city. And then he revealed these 10 chapters to two of his other Talmidim, Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Naftali. And he made them into witnesses about this. Kach amar lehem, and this is what he said to them. This is their witness, their testimony. Hayot b'inyan zeh yedua, nilkadim bevaday shoshet chakei olam. Since 3/4 of the world are falling into this sin, I hereby establish both of you as witnesses. And you should know that these 10 chapters help very, very much for this sin. And they are a complete rectification. And are very, very helpful. Someone, if it happens to them because of what they ate or because of being sick or tired, that's not anything. It's not something that needs rectification. Like a child who wets his bed during their sleep. There are also people that have guards, spiritual guards that are protecting them from sinning, or their mazel protects them. Sometimes a person sees it in a dream as if he's falling, and then he wakes up from his dream when he falls. That's a sign from heaven that they're saving him from this sin. However, someone who sins because they have evil thoughts. So through that sin, even though it was unintentional, but because they didn't guard their thoughts, so it is created from this sin, evil angels, klipot, God forbid, kamavar b'sfarim, like is brought down in the holy books, in the Zohar and the Ketvei Arizal, very, very scary, frightening things about what kind of demons a person can create through their sinning. However, a person who says in the same day these 10 chapters of Tehillim, Vadai, certainly will greatly rectify this. Many tzaddikim throughout all generations, great tzaddikim, tried to figure out this rectification. They worked really, really hard on this. Some of them couldn't figure it out at all. Some of them began to figure out what this tikkun is. They left the world while they were working on this great, tremendous tikkun. And they weren't able to finish it. However, me, Rabbi Nachman talking about himself, Hashem helped me that I merited to stand, to establish this. B'shlimut, in its completion. B'nyan tikkun zeh, adi amir tasar kapito tilim hanal, udabar chadash lagamri, chidush nifla. This idea of saying the 10 chapters of Tehillim is a very new thing. It's a completely new thing. It's a really novel thing. It's a big chidush. B'hut ki hu tikkun nifla b'nara ma'od ma'od. Because it's a very, very wondrous, special rectification. Whoever is able to go to the mikveh first and afterwards to say them, that's great. Ach, afilu anus, someone who's anus, who's in a place, there's no mikveh. It's impossible for him to immerse in a mikveh, or if he's very sick, or he's just traveling. Nevertheless, if he says these 10 chapters, then happy is his portion. Because it's a very, very tremendous rectification, a wondrous, awesome rectification. And if someone marries a sedem with kavana, as is fit, how great is that? However, you should know, even just saying the words without any intent, without any deep concentration, Misugal Mahol is very, very powerful. But Amar, Kilona Dazot Miyom Biyat Olam, and you know that this rectification was never revealed since the creation of the world. Mistama Aiti Yosel Batelzot Legami. Really, you can understand how I really wanted to cancel the sin completely. Iyef Shazel, this is impossible. Lo Begashmet Lo Ruchent, I couldn't cancel out this decree at all, not physically and not spiritually. Physically, I can't cancel this sin because I would have to change the nature of human beings forever. This is something that's impossible to do. Even Moshe Rabbeinu, alav shalom, even Moshe Rabbeinu and other tzaddikim who changed nature, they only changed the nature temporarily. But davar prati, and in one specific thing, kagon kriyat yamsuf, like the splitting of the sea, or b'kiyat yarden, or splitting of the yarden, kiyotze, and similar things like that. Shayirak the fisha was temporarily. Afterwards, things went back to normal. Aval levatel hateva shel klaliyat bnei adam. However, to change nature of every single human being, ki kol echad ve'echad bechriach levatel shenot hateva etzlo, that's impossible. Because each person needs to work on themselves to change their own nature. Gam, and what he's saying is that it's impossible to change the nature of each and every person. And not only I have to change each and every person, I would have to change this nature forever. And that's something that's impossible to do physically. Also spiritually, it's impossible. It's impossible also spiritually. Ach, however. However, you should know that these 10 chapters are a very special, precious, beneficial thing. So he took these two witnesses and he established them as witnesses for two things. One thing is generally about saying the Tikkun HaKlali, that this is going to help a person no matter what. And he took them as a second witness. Second testimony. Even after he finishes his years in this world, after he leaves this world, whoever comes to his gravesite in Uman, and says over there, these 10 chapters of Tehillim, and he gives a coin to charity, afilu im gadluv atzmu avonotav v'chata'av ma'od ma'od chas v'sham. Even if his sins are so great, God forbid, azai, since he says this tikkun haklali by my kever, and he gives a pruta to tzedakah, I promise you, et ametz v'eshtadel lo'orech l'rochav lo'oshio l'takno, I will do my best with all my power to redeem him and to fix it, etc. Bani Chazak, he says somewhere else that he's going to pull him out of Gehenna with his face. Bani Chazak ma'od b'chol ha'davrim sheli. I'm very sure about everything that I say. I don't just stump say things. Everything I say, I'm very sure about. Ach b'zeh ani chazak b'yoter. But this thing that I'm telling you now, I'm the most certain about. She'elu asar kapitul ma'olim ma'od ma'od. That these 10 chapters help very, very much. These are the 10 chapters. Tes Zayin, 16. Lamed Bet, 32. Mem Aleph, 41. Mem Bet, 42. Nun Tet, 59. Ayin Zayin, 77. Tzadik, 90. Kuf Hei, 105. Kuf Lamed Zayin, 137. Kuf Nun, 150. These are the 10 chapters of makeup Tikkun HaKlali. You can see it in a lot of the rest of books in the back. You can also buy a little canvas of Tikkun HaKlali. They give it out in Uman all the time. And this is one of the main reasons why people go to Uman. Not doing Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is a different opinion. But why people go to Uman throughout the whole year is to fulfill this promise of Rabbi Nachman. Rosh Hashanah is an additional thing. So besides for this, is an additional thing. Rabbi Nachman says Rosh Hashanah Shli Olel HaKol. Rosh Hashanah is very special. But coming to one for Rosh Hashanah, coming to the Rabbi Nachman's gravesite, the Erev Rosh Hashanah, or coming to Rabbi Nachman's gravesite anytime during the year, is in order to fulfill this promise that Rabbi Nachman said, and he took witnesses to show how strong this promise is. That whoever comes to his gravesite and says a Tikkun HaKlali and gives a Puruta Tzedakah, his promise that Hashem, that Rabbi Nachman will help him, no matter what, even if he sinned greatly throughout his entire life. That's why we see so many Bali Tshuvas come out of Uma, come out of Breslov, coming to fulfilling this. We see people that look like they're in the lowest level possible, but then they've done all the sins in the world. And they come to Uman and it completely changes their life. How does that happen? Because we're not going to get this promise. We don't understand it, but we see it with our very eyes. Still come upon him. So this Tikkun HaKlali were printed many times. Rav Nosson himself printed them, and he wrote prayers about them to say before, to say after. You have to say them in order. In the order that they're written in the Tehillim, you start from 15, from 16, you go to 32 until 150. Va'amar, and he said, Tikkun HaKlali, this is the general remedy. Tikol avira yish la tikkun miyuchad, because every sin that a person does is a certain rectification the person needs to do in order to fix that sin. The Arizal writes in Shai Ruach HaKodesh, tikkunim, rectification for each and every sin. What exactly a person needs to do? Aval tikkun hanal, but this tikkun is called Tikkun HaKlali. It's the general rectification. Ki hu tikkun HaKlali, because it fixes everything. Gamamar, and he also said, as Yossi said at that time, she'inyana now, that this idea, she'le'ilu asara kapitul tehillim, that of the 10 chapters of tehillim, which make up the Tikkun HaKlali, yu'amru v'igalu b'fnei hakol. So people were saying, maybe you wanted to keep it a secret for so long, and you didn't want to reveal it until years later, you finally revealed which 10 chapters these are, maybe we should keep it a secret between us. He said, no, you should reveal it to everyone, to the whole world. V'amar, the whole world needs to say this, needs to know about this. And he said, people might think such a great rectification is gonna fix all my sins, no matter what I've done. How could it be just saying 10 chapters of Tehillim, such an easy thing to do? Even in the Kitvei Arizal, we see to fix one sin, a person has to fast for 80 days and do tremendous difficult work. But just saying 10 chapters, which take 5 minutes, how could it be that it fixes everything? So even though it looks like an easy thing, he said, nevertheless, you'll see it's going to be difficult. People have all these different obstacles within them, outside of them, not to say it. It'll be difficult to say it. And that shows how powerful it is. And this, Rav Nosson is saying, was fulfilled through our great sins. We see, Machmat Riboy Machloket, because there's so much machloket against Breslov, against Rabbi Nachman. Rov ha'amon v'chokim ma'od. Most of the world don't say it. How could it be? When we see such powerful words from Rabbi Nachman, how could it possibly be that not every single person in the world is saying Tikkun HaKlali every single day? How could it be? Such a promise. He took two witnesses and he promised such amazing promises. So even if you're not a Breslov or a chassid, the chance that it might save your life, you're not going to say it. So we see that this what Rav Nachman said is going to be difficult for people to say it, was fulfilled. Even though physically it's not difficult to say 10 chapters of Tehillim, takes 5 minutes. Nevertheless, spiritually, emotionally, there's going to be many obstacles in front of people to say this. And Rav Nachman already revealed to us originally that it's going to be difficult for people. We did what we were able to reveal this to the world. To make known this rectification to anyone who wants to be rectified. Each person, it's their own responsibility to do what they feel is right. Those who listen will listen. Those who don't won't listen. We helped our own souls. We did what we can to make it known. Where Renachman said that this is a new remedy, completely new. No one knew about this since the creation of the world. Rav Nachman says, generally speaking, that his way, his path, is a new way, but it's an old way. Meaning it's new because people have forgotten the real way, but everything he says is really very, very old. This is one thing that he says is completely new. It was never revealed since creation of the world. He said there were many tzaddikim that were trying to discover this rectification, but they didn't merit. It was only revealed to him. You should say it in the name of Rabbeinu. It says that when we say over things in the name of the person that said it, so it's as if their lips are moving in their grave. Meaning that it brings them alive. That's what brings them life and gives them tremendous pleasure. So whenever we say this, we should say in the beginning of Tikkun HaKlali, it says, Rabbeinu Mekach should ask me, so we say it in the name of Rabbeinu, and that helps tremendously. All the tzaddikim are yearning for this. And we merited this tremendous revelation. I was forced to reveal this to you. May Rabbi Nachman's merit stand for us. And the merit of Rabbi Nachman should fix us from all of our problems, all of our pain, all of our suffering. It should fix us and heal us and redeem us. Amen. Ken Yeratzim. He goes on. This is a mistake here in the program. This is finished. Somehow in Sefaria, it repeats itself. Same. The whole teaching again for some reason. Okay, so anyways, that's it. That's it. We finished. Okay? So this is the revelation of Tikkun HaKlali. And when we hear this in the original words of Rabbi Nachman, the original words of Rabbi Nassim, so it strengthens our resolve to make sure that not one day goes by without saying at least once Tikkun HaKlali. Many people say every day, 3 times Tikkun HaKlali, or 7 times Tikkun HaKlali. When you see how powerful it is, then the more the better, right? Nothing greater than this. Let's take it. See, a question came in. So Hoshea is asking, what's the reason why Rabbi Nassim teaches it's important to go to the mikvah first and then say Tikkun HaKlali instead of saying HaKlali first and then going to the mikvah? So actually, this is the teaching of Rabbi Nachman. Rabbi Nachman says the Erishta is mikvah. It doesn't bring it, for some reason in Sefari, I don't know why, they always take out the Yiddish words. So if you want to see what the original words were in Yiddish, you can see it here in the printed version. It says like this. The Erishta is mikvah. The first thing is mikvah. Those are the words of Rabbi Nachman. And what's the reason? Well, assumingly, the reason is that we want to say the Tikkun HaKlali when a person is pure. A person has to first purify themselves in the mikvah. The first thing you do in the morning is go to the mikvah before doing anything else, generally speaking. Especially if someone's impure, then before doing any other rectification, they first go to the mikvah. Now, if a person's in a place where there's no mikvah, it's impossible to go first, then they can say it first. But generally speaking, a person needs to be pure when they're doing this rectification. All right? Okay, whoever's still fasting, I hope to have a easy fast. Whoever's going to break their fast soon should have a tremendous fixing, and Hashem should heal us from all of our suffering and all of our pain. And we'll see you again next week.